Pursuant to Rule 40D of the rules of the Republican Party, I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
That is the Speaker of the House introducing the new vice presidential candidate. This is Spanning the State. We are live from the Republican National Convention in UW Panther Arena, Media Row. I'm Brian Noonan.
I am Kristen Bry, and joining us live right in front of us, actually not on camera, so if you are watching the live stream, he is here. Oh, I think your mic's not on yet.
You think I'd know that after all these years? You're missing all the dress-up that I did.
You look great.
For a second day in a row for no reason because I got wiped out by a breaking news story 2 days in a row.
So what other media hits have you done so far?
I did a BBC interview at midnight last night.
How'd that go?
It was good. Great questions. A lot of the stuff that you were going to talk about today is what was it like in the room. And I tell you, I've never been to a convention.
Okay.
It was amazing in there. I don't care what your political party is. There's energy in there. You mentioned when J.D. Vance hits the room, I could see they were clearing that space for him. It was lightning in there.
So I have to call you out on something before we get your reaction.
All right, what is it?
Friday when you sat in for Kristen, we had a great time, but you made a bold prediction.
Oh, yes.
You predicted, and I don't have the tape.
I think it was a long-shot prediction, wasn't it?
I was going to say, was this a desire or a prediction?
Well, both.
Well, okay. You said Nikki Haley was going to be the pick.
I said it was a long-shot prediction, I think. Well, let's get to the tape.
We don't have the tape. You just have to trust me on this.
To Kristen's point, that was a choice that made sense, because as I said yesterday many times on my show and other shows, the race is over if that's the pick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it is interesting. I want to get your take. I think there's an interesting thing as far as what J.D. Vance as the nominee for vice president indicates. I think there's something interesting about how young he is. He's a year older than
39.
I am. He's 39.
Yep.
But he is very much a populist. I would not say he is as appealing to maybe the moderates who liked Nikki Haley. So what was your impression, regardless of whether you were surprised or not, but what do you think this says about the platform and the party?
I think Donald Trump picks someone that's going to endorse whatever he says.
Okay.
Because J.D. Vance, if we forget, was very critical of Trump in 2016.
He called him a Hitler.
Yes. Now, he also, and I'm going to paraphrase this because it's a longer sentence, but I was wrong about Donald Trump. Maybe America is wrong about Donald Trump. That's where he's at now. So, I mean, that's pretty 180 from where he was. The youth thing is important because what have we been talking about in this race? Everybody's old.
Like
ancient
old.
Yeah. This guy's 39. His wife, check into her story. Amazing story. Her background.
Indian
yes.
immigrant, right?
Yes, grew up in California.
San Diego.
Super smart. Yes,
they met at Yale Law School.
Yes. High-profile attorney, worked on some big cases. Oh, by the way, she's a clerk for Justice Roberts.
Yes.
Heavyweights. That's a nice ally if you're running for vice president along with Donald Trump.
To kind of go back to Kristen's point, what does this pick say to you about all the talk of unity and bringing people together and appealing to a wider base? Does this pick go toward that or against it?
No, I don't think that does anything. I think it has nothing to do with that. This is somebody that Donald Trump wanted. His sons, also, by the way, don't forget Eric and Don Jr. also wanted this pick.
I know. We talked about this a little bit. It's escaping me who was in the room, but apparently it went something along the lines as Donald Trump's sons chanting J.D.
Yeah.
It's like, J.D., J.D., because they wanted him over Doug Burgum.
Like everything surrounding Donald Trump, there's a lot of weirdness to this.
Imagining that scene, it's a little frat row for me, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm good with chanting, you know, whatever they were doing, the F. Biden yesterday, which is unfortunate.
They were doing fight.
Fights.
That was a little scary.
Saying you're going to be unifying the country and actually delivering on that, two different things. I think we're in this moment where good things can happen, but let's see. My moment will be when Donald Trump hits the stage and he starts talking. What's that message? Let's hear the unification then.
When we come back, we're going to go take a break right now. When we come back, I actually want to chanting fight. I want to hear your thoughts on how hard it is to get metaphorical but violent rhetoric out of politics. So we will do that after this. It's Spanning the State.
It is Spanning the State, and we are live at the RNC on Media Row. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry, and we are here with our teammate Steve Scafidi. And before we went to break, I asked you, after Saturday, I think one of the things that got highlighted and also a call to move forward from is how much violent language, though a metaphor, is used in political language. Is that out of, like, how hard is that habit going to be to break?
Very difficult. I mean, it's out there, and it continues. Let's not presume that it all stopped. Now, a large volume of it stopped from people that probably weren't very good at it anyway.
Right.
We're just, like, throwing stuff out because it's easy to do on an anonymous social media account. So I think the volume has decreased, but there are still outliers that are still doing it, and I don't know if that's going to change. And you were asking me before about this ticket and what that means. We're going to learn a lot this week about what they really mean from their heart on bringing people together. But again, I caution people. What you say at a convention is not necessarily what you're going to do as president or vice president. So let's not read too much into that. They have an opportunity. Will they fulfill it? I have no idea. They're not necessarily, these two men are not known for that generally.
And this nominee is known for outrageous statements,
absolutely,
outrageous postings. So nothing really surprises people anymore. But to your point,
you're talking about JD or Trump, or both?
I'm talking about Trump.
Okay.
You know, we're used to Trump's, you know, posts and tirades.
Right.
But just the difference in tone from Saturday when somebody tried to kill him to the next day what he was posting about how horrible people were. It's like, I don't know how much temperament there's going to be.
Messaging matters, but a commitment to what Kristen's talking about, sort of the calming and pacifying of our country when it comes to all this wild rhetoric. And we were talking before the show, I've been a victim of it. People have attacked me in direct messages and certainly on social media, on the phone voicemails, mm-hmm, they've left. I don't like it, and I would love to see that. I think that's what we're trying to do when we broadcast about these kind of events, to try to dial it down as a group.
Yeah, but haven't we crossed the Rubicon on that? We're way past.
That's the bigger question, right?
We're way past civility anymore.
I hope that's not not the way it's going to be. That's my personal hope. I think we can actually bring it back, but it's going to take people that are willing to change their behavior.
Yes.
Yes. It's not impossible. It's just difficult.
All right. Well, switching gears a little bit, you had some interesting guests on your show this morning.
Yeah, we had Eric Hovde, candidate for U.S. Senate.
Was that your first time interviewing?
No, I've interviewed a couple times on the phone, but first time in person. The mustachioed gentleman, as I called him when I interviewed him. He's actually a really interesting dude. I love people that have sort of made things of their lives, and he's certainly done that on the business side. The question is, can he do it on the Senate side or have a successful campaign? I have no idea. He is not that atypical of most candidates. They sort of say the same things, right?
Yeah.
Can you do it? He's got a tough opponent. Tammy Baldwin's almost unbeatable in Senate races. And then we had, the name escapes me while I'm thinking about it. Who do we have? Oh, Jim Jordan.
Yeah, who was former Badger.
Captivating. He would have talked Badgers the whole time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He started with that. He kept going. I had to stop him. He's got relatives are still here. He knows the states. And at first I thought he was blowing smoke because, like, you guys were walking around.
Sure.
We love Wisconsin.
Yeah,
like,
everybody loves Wisconsin.
Like, less than sincerely. Yeah, okay. But he meant it. He was living that.
Well, he's lived here.
Yes. Did you ask about the jacket? What's his deal?
I didn't ask about that. No. What is the deal with that?
It bothers
Maybe
me.
Maybe he's a profuse sweater.
That could be. Is there anybody, other than the top two names on the ticket, is there anybody that for the next 2 days you are dying to get on the Political Power Hour?
Oh, I love to have Jake Tapper on. I'm a big fan of Jake Tapper's. Watch his show every day. If I don't see it live, I watch it on DVR. If I could be younger, which would be awesome, and have a TV show, that's the TV show I would have.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. A big fan. So I'm going to actually go to Pfizer and I'm going to try to track him down because I can get over there close by. So we'll see.
Well, you're very well connected.
We'll find out.
Who else are you going to be appearing on? Maybe that big network show.
Maybe Katie Tour tomorrow. It's like 3 days in a row, big news stories. But isn't that the nature of this week? Like how?
Yeah, everything's a big news story.
I can't say it on the radio because they said you're bumped for like the second day in a row. And I go, no worries. You know what happens, you know, and then I got no response. Oh, we'll see how it goes. And they have like, here's the other thing. They have like 18 producers for one show.
Yeah.
I don't even have a showrunner for my show. Are you kidding me?
Are you a little jealous?
I am very jealous.
Wow. Talk to
And I'll
bosses.
Bring that up with Katie Tour tomorrow on
there
the program.
There you go. You're like, you know what I would do if I had this many resources?
Oh,
a lot more.
I would be Rick and Jake Tapper.
The show would be so much better.
Come on now.
All right. Steve Scafidi, we can't wait to hear what else you get into this week. Maybe we'll see you either tomorrow or Thursday.
I look forward to
that. But for now, ABC News and local headlines are next.